This is The Big Picture with Olivier Knox.
Welcome back to The Big Picture. I'm Olivier Knox, Chief DC Correspondent for SiriusXM. Some of you know that I wear another hat, President of the White House Correspondents Association, and in that role, I've advocated a lot for international press freedom. Joining me now are Deborah and Mark Tice. Their son, Austin, is an award-winning journalist who's been held captive in Syria for something like 2,400 days. Deborah and Mark, welcome very much. I'm really happy to have you on the show.
Thank you for having us, Olivia.
Yeah, thank you.
So let me start with the important business at hand. If people want to help you and help Austin, what's the best thing they can do?
The most important thing they can do is to let government officials know that it is important to them for this American journalist to walk free. And so that would include everyone from the president, representatives, senators, secretary of state, anyone that they can find the email address for, and just send a very short note. It's important to me that Austin Tice be released.
I should also refer everyone to Austin Tice, that's T-I-C-E, AustinTiceFamily.com, your official website. Deborah and Mark, walk me through the events that led Austin to go to Syria and then go missing.
Well, Austin's always been a writer. He's always written for publications at every school he was ever at. And he's also a tremendous patriot, loves his country. So as part of that, he enlisted in the Marines and became a captain in the Marine Corps. He was deeply moved by the situation in Syria, especially back in 2012 when there was so little information available, at least in the United States, about what was happening there. And he had seen urban warfare close up, and he knew that it had a tremendous effect on just ordinary citizens in a country. And so he believed that he had the skills and the ability to find out firsthand what was happening and share that with the American people and with the world.
Talking to Deborah and Mark Tice, the parents of Austin Tice, freelance journalist, vanished in Syria while reporting for McClatchy and other news companies. Deborah and Mark, what kinds of stories was Austin trying to tell out of Syria?
Austin was wanting to he went as a photojournalist, and then his editor asked for some backstory on some of his photos and said, okay, you're writing for us now. And so the story that he was telling was the effect of urban warfare on a non-combatant civilian population, and especially those most vulnerable. He had hundreds of pictures of children and pictures of just how this is affecting people's everyday life.
Deborah and Mark, what do you know about the circumstances surrounding his vanishing?
We know that he was detained at a checkpoint. And
by whom?
We would love to know that. There's some discrepancy about that. He was in the suburbs of Damascus. That area was not really a disputed area and was pretty squarely under government control. But we don't know with certainty who detained him at that checkpoint. And we have not heard anything from Austin since August 14th, 2012. The last time Mark corresponded with him was August 13th, 2012. So 6.5 years ago.
I feel idiotic asking this question, but was he especially aware of, obviously in a war zone, you're always concerned about your safety, but was he especially aware of his circumstances? Maybe had they changed at all in recent weeks?
Well, no, not really. He had been traveling, from the north of Syria down southward. And, as Debbie said, when he was taken captive, detained. He was just in the suburbs of Damascus, and was, to our knowledge, the only Western, certainly, journalist in that area. So, you know, I'm sure he was very aware of the situation around him, the circumstances.
He was actually on his way out of Syria.
Yeah, that's right.
When he was detained. So he realized that he'd been there quite long enough.
And some people released a video not that long after his abduction. Tell me about that.
We consider that to be a proof of life video because the title of the video is Austin Tice is Alive. And when the video came out, unfortunately, and to our great remorse, looking back over 6 years on, no one responded to it as a proof of life video. It was analyzed for its production values and things like that, but the response to it was not in any way appropriate. It was a proof of life video, and so since nobody's ever informed us otherwise, and because the government firmly believes it's true, we know that Austin is alive, and we're still working to get him home.
Deborah, whose response should have been different to that video?
Well, it starts with Mom and Dad. You know, we didn't even know what a proof of life meant at that point. It was less than 6 weeks after he was detained. And so, you know, if we had it to do over again, we would certainly know what to do now. And then, you know, there was the news outlets that he worked for, the FBI, the State Department, all had comments, but nobody had a response to whoever it was that posted that video. And just to say, thank you so much for letting us know he's alive. What do we need to do to get him home?
Right. I see. I'm talking to Deborah and Mark Tice, the parents of Austin Tice, freelance journalist snatched in Syria 2,374 days ago. This is according to the AustinTiceFamily.com website. Go there. Write your representatives. Write your senators. Write the president. If you ever encounter any elected officials, basically tell them you care about the fate of Austin Tice. Has the federal government handling of this improved over time?
Oh, yes, it's improved tremendously. When Austin was first taken captive, there was no structured, organized entity within the federal government to deal with Americans being held hostage overseas. And that led to some incredibly tragic results that I think the whole country remembers. But as a result of that, there was work done and that was sponsored from the White House to create such an entity so that different parts of the United States government knew what their lanes were, what their responsibility was in this kind of situation, and worked together and communicated and shared information so that there's a single front to try to make progress and try to get Americans safely home. And that's made a huge difference in, both our relationship with the government, the work they've been able to do, and the success that they've had in bringing people home.
Sorry, Deborah and Mark Tice. Deborah and Mark, I know this is sensitive, and I don't want to put you on the spot. So if you can't answer this, then you can't answer it. But you've not had a ransom request.
No. We have not had a ransom request. We haven't had any kind of request. We haven't had any kind of, here's a menu of what it's going to take to bring your son home. Nothing at all.
All right.
Yeah, and no credible claim of responsibility. Olivier, I will say that we do hear from people that are basically opportunist, thinking this might be a way for them to scam some money into their pockets, and that's a horrific thing to have to deal with. But nothing has emerged that it's a credible request or a credible introduction or opportunity for negotiations.
All right. Well, Deborah and Mark Tice, for what it's worth, you've got my full support. Everyone go to austinticefamily.com. Talk to your elected representatives. Deborah and Mark, thank you so very, very much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for having us, Olivier. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.